Even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. But a fat girl can only smell the sweets. I am observing, I am witnessing the conversation in my discussion group. Great market research. Lol. I find out what people don't know. What people don't understand. One of the differences between animals and humans is humans' arrogance. When you watch animals, the parents, the elders, teach the young ones all that is teachable. Otherwise their species would die out. There is a lot to know to be safe, to live long enough to create offspring themselves and contribute to the survival of their species. Humans are attempting to do the same, but never tell their offspring, never told you, that the purpose of education is to know what the generations before yours discovered for themselves, so you can stand on their shoulders and not have to discover all that, again, the hard way. The context is off. The new context is you have to, dutiful, and generations of ignoramuses grow up. Go to school because they have to, do homework because they have to, and live life doing mostly have to things. No fun, no curiosity, no growth. A decline of the species. One area of life and knowledge I have been interested in is biology, human health. Why? Because most of what matters there is in the invisible, and because biology, human health is the area where humanity is declining the most. Medicine is a monopoly. Medicine is made a monopoly, so there are learned pit bosses. And then there's the hordes, yes, hordes of uneducated, conspiracy theorists, who are trying to prove the equally uneducated masses that there is a better way. But of course do that without understanding a thing. To humanity's misfortune. To see how things are connected. To see the inner workings of the human body. You need the capacity of thinking. The capacity of seeing. The capacity to connect the dots. The capacity for experimentation of theories. And measuring ability. The other day I wrote about the distinctions that are hidden and not spoken of in conversations, willfully hidden from people's view, that life needs virtues and instead you have vices. Intellectual virtues / intellectual vices. Character virtues / character vices. Physical virtues / physical vices. Nowadays everyone thinks, no matter where they are in the hierarchy of society, that you can achieve knowledge, even if you don't have the necessary virtues. I call them DNA capacities in my work, and only sport vices in all three areas, intellectual, character, physical. This is what stupid parents tell their children. This is what positive psychology tells the world, this is what the positive thinking religion preaches from their pulpits. In an age when an ignoramus can become the president of the United States, anyone who thinks they should grow as a person, they should demonstrate virtues is considered a clown, a stupid person, because who needs any of those? Just look who is in charge. It is not needed. This is not a political tirade. By the way, this is an article that is trying to get to the bottom of why your health is declining. Declining if you follow the lead of current science, medicine, and what the majority does. But I do need to say one more slightly political sentence: the fish stinks from the head. In some variations, the fish rots from the head. Which often seems like an attack on a person. But it is really the system. It is always the system. Stupid. So the system that allows untrained, uneducated, unskilled people to run a country, by allowing untrained, uneducated, unskilled people to vote which one of them should lead the country, a state, a town, etc. is a lot like how our education system is like a have to, not a need to, and where the decline of humanity, the decline of our health, our intelligence, our joy comes from. It's the system. In a series of articles, I'll attempt to turn around the minds, the attitude, the health, and the happiness of the handful of followers I have. You? One by one, with gentle care and attention to your fragile ego. Fragile ego, is by the way a symptom of this system, in which people are ignorant, including the scientists, and don't know things that they could know, don't see things that they could see. Fragile ego is a symptom of a system where you feel so blissfully ignorantly safe, that you can afford to indulge your ego, instead of living, growing, and doing what a human is supposed to do with their life. Blissfully and ignorantly safe. Here is one area that is coming out and is becoming visible to me. People, doctors, science, don't know why you are becoming fat. And if you listen to their talk, once you are fat, you can only lose the flab with ignorant, harmful fat diets. Belly fat. My high school class, 4B, meets every year. This year they met twice. They send me pictures from the meetings, so I can see them. We graduated in 1966. We are 71 to 72 years old. I may be one of the oldest. I was born on September 4th, So I started school when I was 4 days shy of 7. Which was very good for me, I needed that extra year. In the last round of pictures I was stunned by what size belly people are carrying. I never expected a Hungarian to have that body shape, and have it predictably. And when I look at pictures, those bellies grow bigger as the time passes. Note, ask me why I thought that Hungarians wouldn't get fat, okay? So it makes you think, right? No, it doesn't make you think. But it made me think. Nothing makes you think. Unfortunately. So I was looking and testing and asked source if my theory was right, and I got a full, 100% yes. No attagirl, and I probably won't get an attagirl from anyone, but I am going to share what I've found, nevertheless. Just a little more background, before I get to the meat of the topic of flab. Just for full authenticity. I have, not for the first time, magically come back to life after declining and almost dying this past August. I will write about 1992 in one of these articles. The near dying came on fast. Even though I had been weak for decades, and yet, it seemed fast and unexpected. I live on the top of a hill, on one side of the park next to my home there is a steep street, the other side there is a really steep long staircase. The top of the hill is about 10 to 12 stories high. It's a favorite exercise ground for many people. If you do those steps, or do the steps, run down on the other side, you'll be in shape, no gym membership required, and it takes almost no time. Intense. So that is what I was doing for years. And I kept myself in reasonable shape for my age. Until one day some blood vessels broke in my left calf, and the pain was nearly unbearable. Then one day some dog enthusiastically greeted me, and I fell, and broke my left arm, and wrist. Then came the difficulty to breathe, difficulty to walk. I even needed a ride to get to my exercise class. Then I needed to bail out from my exercise class. I declined rapidly. I live on the second floor. The activity to go downstairs, check for mail, and come back tired me enough that I had to lie down and recuperate fist for a few minutes, then eventually for a few hours. I saw the writing on the wall. I was approaching death's door. It was decision time, to accept that it was my time. Or see if I can turn it all around. I asked source. I don't know what source is. I used to call it the Creator when I was studying Kabbalah, and in Kabbalah that is what you connect to, the Creator. In my mind, I connect to all knowledge. But it seems to have an intention too. Subtle, but it's there. I learned to connect to this source and connect easily, and become able to ask all kinds of questions back then. It was, if I remember correctly, around 2007. What I do, how I ask my questions, how I get accurate answers, how the relationship has gotten really tight-knit with Source, was the foundation, the basis on which I asked Source if I should resign to dying, or if she'd want to live. But before I asked that, I asked an even more relevant question, can I get better? Or more importantly, can I get so much better that I can continue my life's work and maybe take it home? Work out a technology, for Source, to take the lost in the wilderness humanity to the next stage of evolution, human being. And Source answered a resounding yes to the question. I can get better, in fact better than I have ever been. And I said, okay. I'll live. And I'll do whatever you tell me to do, to become better than I have ever been. And this is what I did. This was 3 months ago. Necessity focused me in on health, the instruments I was given, and the knowledge I gained. My body and brain is becoming better than it has ever been, and the restoration is only 63% ready. My students got inspired too. And we are all getting better. But ignorance is holding many back. If you don't have the foundation, it is hard to make sound decisions, sound choices. And the choices are always yours. My relationship with Source is unique. And I am also a true empath, meaning I am a finely tuned feeling machine of what I feel and what others I connect to feel. And finely tuned also means, I recognize and accurately interpret what I/you feel, and when I am not sure, I check with Source. Because precision and accurate interpretation are key. You'll see. So that is the background. Now, back to the discussion board, and me eavesdropping on my students' conversations. The first thing I noticed, they are ignorant about food, basic human biology. Elementary school stuff. The stuff dogs, cats, cows teach their offspring first. What to eat and what not to eat. What my students and billions of others never learned. The essence of that learning is, just because you can eat it and you don't immediately get sick, it doesn't mean that it is edible. Just because it tastes good, it doesn't mean it is edible, and it doesn't mean it's good for you. Just because there are recipes out there that make the not good for you ingredients palatable, you should not eat it. One of the rules of thumb I have invented for myself, I look at the source of food/recipe, and look at the people for whom it is a staple diet. And then I check how many Nobel Prize winners come from that region. None? Then the food makes you dumb. Some? Let's investigate more. Many? Yeah, maybe we can eat that. So, in this article, because it is already running long, I'll talk about the very first step, the need to find out where your body is at, where your brain is at. Because unless you have a way to measure, you won't be able to grow it. If you can't measure it, you can't grow it. As I've said, I am a true empath. I can connect to you, and measure all of your health measures I can think of. And then you'll have your starting point measurements in health. So you know where you stand, where you started. And you'll know if you are doing the right things to improve your health. Or not. In the subsequent articles I'll detail all the missing knowledge, what foods agree with your body, and what foods don't. What you should eat, what you should drink, how you should eat. Your food list. Your cell hydration. Your eating style. And how to coax your brain to start repairing what it has ignored. So you are not as well as you could be. We'll see where your body most needs repair. We'll see what behavioral changes you need to implement to help the brain repair. Because if you continue doing what you have been doing, your brain will say F. It and won't even attempt the repairs. You've been warned. So, if you are with me, and if you want to start on this journey to become the best you can become, your job now is to do the first thing, find out where you are at. Health-wise. And if you are intelligent enough, also find out where you are spiritually, in quotation marks. No one knows what spiritual or spiritually really means. But there is another starting point measurements for that. Go and see where your health is at. Many people go to yearly checkup with their doctors. Doctors, both their knowledge and their instruments are based on data that does not point to the cause. The cause of your symptoms, the cause of your blood being off. Back in 1992 I had an earlier similar near-death experience. Back then I didn't know any better, I went to the doctor. The doctor ordered a comprehensive blood test, and when it came back he sent me home to die. I was lucky, I'd just hired a personal trainer who was also a nutritionist. I asked for help and he put me on a strict elimination diet. I started to regain my health in 3 days. I don't go to doctors anymore unless I have a broken limb, and even with broken bones I would be better off going to a bone center. Before the advent of chiropractors, osteopaths, and physical therapists, bone setters were the main providers of this type of treatment. Traditionally, they practiced without any sort of formal training and accepted medical procedures. Bone setters would also reduce joint dislocations and reset bone fractures. Why? Because I went, last year, to the university hospital with my broken arm/wrist and the way they said it, my left arm looks like it was borrowed from some dead person. Cost, 10K. Meaning, $10,000. F.C.K. Or as I have learned from the Irish, feck. Lol. Okay, go get your complete physical, unless you are too stupid and think you are really really taken care of by the doctors. Go and ask me to prepare your starting health measurements for you https://www.yourvibration.com/1/health measurements.